the top, by two dots. Five lines down. Six lines down. Vatochin. A lot of different melachos tonight. Hatochin. Ahein the shachak melach. Somebody who grinds salt. Or Lieberman says the next word should be hashaf instead of chasaf. Hashaf people in somebody who grinds peppers. The same idea. Chai mishum tochin as grinding. Ahein the chasha gervasin. Whatever it is, it's a type of building material. And so are moats, chol, afar. These are all building materials. So your chashar means to sift them. And chayabo mishum rakit, this is the same loch as sifting grain. Hain the gavol girvasin, if you mix these building materials, afar kilurin, afar, dirt, kilurin is eye ointment, melugma is another type of ointment, samamonim, types of herbs, chay mishum lush. So if you mix them in order to make some sort of salve or ointment, that's considered to be kneading. Halosh, and of course, losh is chai because of losh, but the chiddush here is hamekatef, if you form chalos for orech and put them in sets, kulu mishum losh. So the melach of losh doesn't just encompass the kneading of dough, but rather also the forming of the bread and setting it in the form, setting it on, I guess, I'm not sure what orech, different than mekatef, but one of them is for, they're both parts of forming the bread. What? A bread mold? Something like that. Okay. So if you form bread, we're just saying if you form bread in a bread mold, according to Yerushalmi, chai because of losh. Okay, it's not just kneading the bread, but also putting it into a shape. It's also part and parcel of losh. So if you braid a challah on Shabbos, you're going to be chai because of losh. Okay? Bake your challahs before Shabbos. All right, we're about, we only did about four lines. We are Rabbi Ba, which is in the about 10th line down, the end of the line. Page 100. Okay. Rabbi Ba, Bar Memo Boy. He asked the Kasha. Tamon, it says, Menachos. By a person who makes a mincha chametz, which is of course forbidden. A mincha may not be chametz, right? So we learned over there, somebody who makes a mincha to chametz, chayev al lishosa, he's chayev on kneading it, val richosa, and on setting it, Vafiyasa, and I'm baking it. Each one independently. So how can you say v'achat amarachin? Here you said that to set it or mold it is the malach of lush. Yet there it's distinct. So it seems to be a contradiction. How do we reconcile the two? So it says maralatam and yesh lo lachlok. They're psukim, which teaches to be mechalik. He brings down the carbon aether, brings down the pasuk that it says lo se'aseh chametz and lo se'afeh chametz. So why does it say lo se'aseh? It says lo se'afeh, right? By menachos. It says lo se'aseh and lo se'afeh. So why distinguish between the two? It must be that you're mechayev on the asiya by itself and on the afiya by itself, and therefore we also assume that each component of the asiya you're chayev on, right? Each component is separate. Abraham hoch inu chayev alachas, but here there is no separate component. Everything is your chayev is falls in the category of lush. Okay. I'm not sure exactly how the psukim fit together there, to be honest with you, but the bottom line is that they're excess psukim, and what exactly they do, it's not germane for our discussion. We can do without it. Okay? Ad chami. Come see. It's like izel chami, like come and see. Afia toladas labishul. Afia, really, baking should be a tolada bishul, right? Vata marachin, in our Mishnah, which of is listed? Not bishul. Afia. Baking is listed as yav. Why not bishul, right? So Ella begin the tina seder isa. So the Gemara answers the familiar answer from the Bavli, because they're talking about sidur of the pas. Since our Mishnah is talking about the order of baking bread, so instead of using cooking, we use afia baking as the of in our Mishnah. Okay. Vahein. Now a person new malach. Let's go out to not new malach. Let's go out to Vasha itself. Vahein de ozin. Says on the bottom here in the Shunin and the Schos, the Ozin. And Lieberman brings down that the Rambam says that if you cook pottery, you know, raw pottery means clay and making it to pottery, so that's Mevasho. So he says that's what this means. Ahin the Ozin gir kadorin. Right, Gir Kadorin is, you know, Kador is a potter, Kadero is a pot. So somehow or another, you're strengthening your pots, right, by putting them into a kiln. That's considered to be Mavasho. On the other end, Mashiach, and this language here means Lieberman says it's from the word musach, which means it's not Mashiach, but really be musach, which means to melt. Okay, so here it's Mashiach, or actually Metich, it's closer to Mem Tov Yud Chof, which means to melt, and Bulus, Kilus, should be Bulus, and Jastro says Bulus is a kind of clump of glass. So melting glass on Shabbos is high because of Mevashel as well. Making pottery and melting glass are both Mevashel. Shari Zifus, also to melt Zifus, which is pitch. Shari Musorin, another type of building material. All that is considered to be Mevashel. Why? Because you melt it in the fire. You kind of heat it up in order to make it into malleable. Now, right there. It's opposite the Nun Dalet in the Ein Mishpat. Now I just want to point out, just as a complete tangent, that this took me, this line which I just read to you, which seems pretty simple, took me about a half an hour to figure out. Because when you first look at it, it just looks like a string of words which you would never saw before. Vahein doin girkadin mashiach kilu shari zifu shari muzarin. So this is a string of words. But again, once you interpret it, it's Vahein the Ozingir Kadorin, somebody who strengthens pottery, Mesiach Kilus, or melts glass, Shari Zifus liquefies pitch, Shari Musarin, or liquefies another building material, all that's considered Mevashel because it's all done with heat. Rabbi Avo, B'Shem Rabbi Yitzhak Rechanina said, HaMesich Avor, somebody who melts lead, same idea, Chai Mushu Mevashel, that's considered to be cooking. Roasting. Metagen, frying, a sholek, overcooking, Famashen, smoking, Kulu Mushu Mevashel Lo Chai, because of Bishul. Okay? Means when you cook something beyond the normal cooking. It's pashut, it's not a chiddush. Nor vegetables they used to overcook. You know, not. They used to make them super soft. It's kind of make almost soupy. No, it's a continuous process. The Kilian HaShas makes something here of Ma'ashin. I guess maybe in the Bavli, it doesn't say explicitly that he brings down. It doesn't say explicitly in the Bavli that smoking is a form of Bishul. But maybe he says that, of course, it's Yerushalmi over here that smoking is a form of Bishul. Okay? Bisha b'chamitferia ma. What if you cook in chamitferia in the hot waters of Tferia? Chizki amar osur. Chizki says it's forbidden. Rabbi Yochanan amar mutar. Rabbi Yochanan says it's permissible. Now everybody agrees it's not d'oraisa, right? Question is that it is at the rabbanon or not. Okay? So amar amona, we had that in the Bavli as well. If you remember the Bavli discussed in the context of the sugya of toldo of chama, of cooking in the sun, also cooking in chamitferia is being similar. Okay? Ramana said, Ozli's the case, sorry, I went to Caesarea. Vishamis Rabbi Zika Mishim Rechizkiya, and I heard Rabbi Zika say the name of Chizkiya, Lechizkiya Tzrichole, then Chizkiya asked the question. Tzricha, of course, in the Bible, Yushami very often means a question. Pesach Sheiz Bashu Bechamei Tveria Mao. If you cook the Pesach in the hot waters of Tveria, what's your status? Now, you're not allowed to cook a corn Pesach. Chal Tochlu Yimenu. No, Boshel Mevushal Bamaim, right? What if you cooked in the Chamei Tveria? Is that a transgression or not? Tchein Amori. There are two Amorim who discuss this. Chad Amor also wants it. It's also once Chorona Mar Mutar. Again, it doesn't seem like it's just the rice. It seems that the Rabbanon. But in any event, Man the Mar also says, for me, I'll talk to me and no, but shall me mine. It's cooked, and this is prohibited. Man the Mar Mutar, he said it's even Mutar to do. Ki'im Tzli Eish. Rosh of al kikiro al kikirbo. You have to even roast it in the fire, which is on its head, another way, and on its legs and on its feet. In other words, all attached together. So everybody has a difficulty. What exactly? How we see from that pasuk that it's mutter? So you said that the Pnei Moshe says because it's excess verbiage. Could have just said ki'im tzli. What does H mean? So it means that there's some other form of Eish, which is permissible. What's the other form of Eish? It can't be Bishul, regular Bishul, because regular Bishul is Osir, right? It must be Bishul L'cham Eitzveria. Okay? That's considered to be Mutter, even to go and do Chatchila. Again, because of the excess prohibition post, it could have just said Kim Tzli. It says Eish, comes to say Chame Tveria is okay. Okay, Koli Lane, Shura, and all those things mention our Mishnah, the Shir Imlochin, if you're doing it for food, right, you're cooking food and stuff like that, it's Kigrogeris. So then the Shir is Grogeris. That's the Shir of foodstuffs. Ilveim, if you're doing something for an animal, right, you're cooking for an animal or sifting for an animal, whatever you're doing for an animal, Kimlo Pigdi, the amount it takes to fool the mouth of a goat. Ilavasho, if you're taking out some stuff, some wood or something, so the Shir of wood you of Hotzos, Ilavasho, Beitza Kala, is the amount necessary in order to cook a light egg. Imlerog, if you're taking out stuff in order to knit, then the Shir is Kamole Rochav, a sit, the amount it takes to do a sit. A sit is this. Kafu is a mistake. A sit is this. Okay, from the thumb to the forefinger. Like that. If it's in Litvos, if it's to weave, then the Shir is Kimlo Rochav Sit Kafu, that's like from the thumb to the pinky, which is double the sit. So that's the Shir for taking out some thread which is intended to serve as part and parcel of a weave, because that's a Shir which you chayv if you're weaving. How goes this is a tzemer. Somebody who shears wool is chayv on Shabbos. Gaza stamau. What if you did where gozes tzemer not with a specific intent in mind, right? It's not for the purpose of weaving or for knitting. So what's the Shir then? Right, is the Shir the smaller Shir of the sit or the larger Shir of the sit kafel? The Shmina min Adot, learn from the following case. Hotzi Dio, if you take out ink on Shabbos, you're carrying it, right? Isser is Otsah. In Bekumus, if you're carrying it out in the pen, right? Kadei Lichtov Shteosu, it's enough to write two letters. That's the Shir. However, Im Lagia, if you're carrying out the ink in order to correct a letter, Kadei Lagos Osachot, the amount it takes even to correct one letter. Because to correct one letter would already be a malacha. What was correcting one letter already be a malacha of? Akavabatish, right. So therefore, you take out enough ink to even correct one letter, you're chayev, because if you did it, amanats with the intent to correct. So we see as bistama, if there's no specific intent, you default to the lower Shir. If there's intent, you can go to higher Shir. So same thing with the thread. If you have a Shir, do something which is more, if you have intent, do something more severe to knit, so then the Shir is the smaller Shir of a single sit. If you took it out without any specific intent, then the Shir is the double Shir of the sit kafu. Okay? Say the word further. Thomas, we learned over there, Ashokit is a Bechor. If you slaughter a Bechor, you're allowed to pluck out a little bit of hair from his neck in order to allow the knife to glide smoothly, right? And you pluck out the hair there. As long as you don't move the hair from its place, which is not clear exactly what that means. It means somehow that you're not allowed to take the hair you plucked out, you gotta leave interlaced with the hair which is still connected. You can't take tufts and put them on the table, because then people will say, oh, he's taka plucking the hair. So you can't make it obvious what you're doing. You have to do it in a way which is somewhat surreptitious. Okay?
Didn't he say you're supposed to like move the hair aside?
Yeah, we didn't mention that by kachim. By kachim, I mean, we obviously forgot, but this is explicit in the... It seems there's explicit in Bechoros that this is not, you can't move it. V'cheinatosh is to say a little smoke of mum. So if you're moving here in order to see a mum, you gotta leave it there just a little bit put to the side. Now, Rabbi Ela, B'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said, Ha-toilish mina kotchim potter. Right? I just realized there's a typo here. The Korban Eidah says Hatolish B'Shabbos. Okay? If you pluck hair from an animal on Shabbos, you're potter. Now why? Because that's not considered to be Derek Gezizo. Derek Gezizo means to shear with a scissors or shearing something, the shearing implement. This is just plucking. Plucking is potter. Okay? Am Rabbi Yaakov ben Acha, Rabbi Reish Lakish Gedaita. Reish Lakish follows the line of reasoning. These bag we found about Lakish Rabbi Atoilish Bekotchim. If you pluck Kotchim, Rabbi Yaakov Archai, Rishim Lakish Amar Potter. So he holds consistently that the definition of Gozes, which is forbidden by Kotchim, is only with some shearing tool. Okay? Rabbi Yirmiyah Mechavah Shitasid Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, I have a machlokas and Rabbi Shimon Lakish. What's the contradiction? Next word, dispalgan, is a typo. The carbonator takes it out. We find, now it doesn't say here Reish Lakish, but this is obviously the same name, Reish Lakish. Hatolish Kanaf Ba'of. If somebody plucks a feather out of a chicken, or out of any bird for that matter, Hamorta, you remove its hairs, vakotma, and you cut it to serve as a quill. Chai mishum shosh. You have three chatos. What are they? On Rabbi Yitzchak Rabun v'lo pligin. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabun says there's no machlokas. Although this obviously is no machlokas means the Reish Lakish agrees with himself. But we're not up to there yet. This line is somewhat out of order because first we're going to explain what the three things you're chayv on there by the feather is. What are the three? Okay, the three are. Hatolesh chay mishum gozes, when you pluck it, you're chay because of shearing. Vamorta, when you remove the hair from it, mishum molche, because you're smoothing it. Hakotma, then when you cut it, to serve as a quill, chay mishum makav patish, you're completing the process. So the kasha is, we see that even plucking is considered to be gozes, to be shearing. That's more of a low dime, it's not comparable. Ov she'en begiza, by a bird where there's no concept of shearing, you don't shear birds, right? Tlishasa yigizasa. To pluck is the form of shearing. Baramacha, but here we're dealing with a sheep mamish, eno chayavachi yigazes, you're not chayav until you actually shear the proper way. Telechoshuken, you should know, this is true. The Tani, we learned, Tolash minamisa, what if you pluck hair, wool from a dead goat? Chayav. Because in that case, for some reason, I don't know exactly why. When it's dead, I guess when it's dead, the hair comes out earlier, the goat easier, the girl goat doesn't resist. So by a dead goat, the derech of plucking, the derech of shearing is the pluck. Therefore, wherever it's a derech, that's the derech. And that's why we say that by a bird, you chayv on plucking. As opposed to a live sheep, they're only chayv if you actually shear, both by kochim and by Shabbos. Okay, hamalabno, whitening on Shabbos. Hayin the megafer. This is another case where you can just stare at a line. Hayin the megafer, o mani nachbalin aliko. Okay, so the way to break down this line here is a person, hayin the megafer means you use sulfur, which is a smoke, which whitens, it bleaches. Okay, sulfur is a bleach. Hayin megafer, it should be a, ayin aleph, new word, limani. Okay? And it should be limani, and actually the radal says on the bottom. And you're whitening a, which is wood, in order to make white vessels from it. Okay? So you're applying sulfur to, you're smoking them with sulfur in order to bleach the wood white, in order to use it to make vessels, to make, you know, boxes, containers, whatever. So that's considered to be a form of malabid, of whitening. It's interesting because in the Bavli we never had, we never really had this kind of expansion of the concept of malabnin to anything other than clothing, right? And textiles. But here you see it's even for other materials, right? Or next word should be vichavolim, not nichavolim, but vichavolim alika. These chavolim are ropes which are used, the Jastro says alika is a windlass. You know what a windlass is? It's like a winch for a boat in order to draw the boat closer to shore. So you winch it around, you turn this wheel and it pulls in the ropes and the ropes draw the ship in. So so that's a Greek word. So in any event, so you want to bleach these ropes. To bleach them is also a form of milabe. Okay? Ha-hoto itasa, a woman, the sharka apa, who cleans her face, or bleaches her face is the proper word, or in other words, buy cosmetics, which are also to use on Shabbos. Yeah, all cosmetics are also on Shabbos. The Sharka Ma'azla, or who bleaches her piece of knitting. Ma'azla is with knitting. Or the or a hein chaito, or a tailor. Do you have chuta go pume now? My Bnei Moshe says everybody knows that this works. You put a kormenator actually says you put a thread in your mouth and you suck on it, it makes it whiter. Okay.
The
dye came off much easier, right? Rav Cohen b'shem Rav Rabbanan Gesorit said, "Ha mine tune." Those people who make belts, and then somehow they get, I guess they also bleach it somehow. Chai mishum malabin. So all these things are chai because of malabin, because of whitening. Hamanapso. Napso means to card thread in order to card fibers in order to make thread. I end up, you see anybody who cards fibers or hutsin leaves, guma, type of rope, chayim shumanapis, all fall in the category of carding. Hatsovo, coloring. Matzvi, dying. Mishkan, what tzviya did they do in the Mishkan? Shum b'sharvatim b'veima, they used to beat the animals, baros elim adamim, in order to make the red colored leather for the top of the Mishkan. It's interesting. What do you see as mutter for this purpose? Tzar Balachayim. Yeah. Tzar Balachayim was mutter for this purpose. Okay? I'm Rabbi Yisi, Adam, or others teaching us, Hosa Chapura Venitzer Badam, if somebody makes an internal wound, the blood gets literally caught inside the wound. Chayev. You're Chayev because of what? Sofia. Right. Dying. Okay? Yeah. Hamadim odem b'sofa chai. If I beat you on the lip, you're chai because of coloring. Ah, your lip is already red. Watch it and get redder. So chai because of the dye. Hamoti dam, but if I actually break the skin and the blood comes out, chai mishum atilas neshama shemosa mokum. Chai because you're taking away the neshama of that place. Okay, the Bavli also says you make a chabur of chayim because nitzilas neshama. Yeah, so mali neshama, mali kotla pala, paga mali kotla kula. I think is the language used. So it's a small killing, not a big killing. Okay, hatzor tzura. We're making a picture on the wall, and one guy comes and makes the design. The other guy comes and colors it. So the first guy is Arishon Chaim Shum Kosev. He writes, Sheni Chaim Shum Tzvei. The second guy is Chaim because of dying. Chisa Boever. And what if one guy? What if they didn't do one of the limbs of the picture on the wall? Uvoach Ever Gomra, and another guy comes and finishes it. Chayev, of course, Mishum Ma'akev Patish, putting on the finishing touch. Okay, new Malacha. Hasoch, it's somebody squeezes by Mechabes or launders Malacha Achasi. It's the same Malacha. Tanya Rishon Benosha Rabbi Yochum and Brokamir had Savoyim Shushalim, the dyers in Yerushalayim, Hoyosim Schita Malacha Miatzah, they made Schita Malacha by itself. Somehow in their process, they did two separate stages. One was cleaning, and another one was squeezing. So they held, there were two separate Malachas, and Rabbi Shmuel in their footsteps. So Shmuel, Benosha Rabbi Yochum and Brokamir agreed there were two separate Malachas. Ask them, well, Dr. Rabbi Shimon, Shmuel, Benosha Rabbi Yochum and Brokamir are boy Malachas. You know, there aren't 39, there are 40 Malachas. Why is he not mentioned that? Why is it not mentioned? Benisnei, let's mention that Schita and Kvisa are two separate Malachas. So as more lost in Bisnei El Milin to Kol Ami Modibi. We didn't come to mention only things which everybody agrees about. In other words, there's several Malachas which are the subject of the Machlokas, which may add on to the total number. We're not here to mention them. Okay? Ahein Da'avid Chavolin, a person who makes ropes. Mamazor is an azor, is a belt. Chaim shum tovet is chai because of weaving. Haidavad kunterin gafon machzulon. A person who makes various different types of baskets. Okay, these are various different types of baskets or sacks. Chai mishum mesach is chai because of mesach. Now mesach is making a mesach is literally making the loom. Putting the loom in place. I don't think there's a specific picture of this over here, but to There's a picture somewhere, but not in here. But if you imagine a basket weave, you first put the sticks in place, and then you weave from stick to stick. Can you imagine that? So putting sticks in place is called mesach, because that's setting the form in place. Okay, so that's the what we're talking about over here. Okay. Again, so end of it. Kunturan gan nafon. Nafton is actually a kunturan is a basket. Nafon is a sieve. Machzulon is a type of mat. Chay mishum mesach. If he makes the form first, it's chay because of making the form. Chada itasar a woman. Kad mishtaya bekubya mishum meseches. When she puts the shasi thread, the warp thread through these holes. Kuva is a hole. She puts it through the hole. See, we're from, we don't draw women. When it puts it through the hole, that's mesach. Okay? To make a base near is actually to make these little holes in which it goes. Okay? But here the Mishnah says, the Gemara says an interesting thing. Kadyava kadma. When she puts it in front of her, it's because of batim. So I think what they used to do is either the Gemara is out of order, right? First they put it through the base near, right? First they made the base near, right? And then they put the string through it. Or what it means is they put the string, these threads, through the holes before they attached this thread, the up and down thread, to the loom. Okay? So first they put the thread through, right? And that's mesach. And then when they put it up and down, when they tied the base near in place, that's also bate near it. Okay? So this whole part would be considered to be a base near. The string and the loop in the middle. Okay? Kamikim alone, when she then sets up the loom. She fixes it up after this whole process of erecting the loom. She's chayak as a bona, that's building. Kamachya, as you throw the shuttle through, right? The shuttles with the erev threads, the woof threads, when you throw through. So after you've done a few weaves, you push it down. You tamp it down to make sure it's the weave is tight. There's no picture of this, but if you go to the Chicago Historical Society, you'll see a very nice working loom, and you'll see how it works. So when you do that, chai mishum oregis, that's the weaving. Kadmakata benimia, when she cuts the threads, the loose threads, mishumachateches, that's cutting. Kad gomra malachta, when she finishes the malacha, makim apatish. I ain't the oven kupi. Now getting back to the guy who's making baskets. Okay? The guy is making baskets. Kad safar mishum mesach. When he starts making the frame around.
Therefore you can't put it.
That's mesach. Kad machyet, kad machayet, when he starts
why did you
what?
Stitching?
Yeah, I think it's stitching. It's yeah. Kad machyet mishum toifer machat here. Kaf, when he bends it over, interestingly, I don't know. You make the base and then you build the sides, right? So when you turn this to the sides, that's bone. I don't know exactly why. I mean. I guess because till now you've been going flat across, and now you're building a wall, so to speak, for the vessel. Even though it's a very small vessel, that's considered to be a foreign binyan, right? Kad mekatea, when you cut the excess, mishum mechatech. That's called cutting. Gemar melachta, when you finish making, mishum makapatish. That's makapatish. Ha'ein David milan ar sain. This is you make a bed. Now, the beds, the way they were made, or still made, and not the beds usually used, but the beds, they have crisscrossing ropes in order to support the crisscrossing beams, actually, in order to support the mattress. So, orech, when you put the long beams, that's mishum mesach, that's setting the frame. Lerochav, when you put the cross beams, that's mishum oreg, that's weaving, right? Because you slip them in and out, right, in order to form the weave. Kankalatin, now this is obviously in the wrong place, but this is somehow or another, this is some system you use in order to help you do the weaving, and those are tantamount to the bate nir. Right? I don't know how you do that in a bed. I'm not sure exactly how you do it in a bed. And even if you do it, you would do it before you began being oreg, right? Not after you began weaving. It's somehow some useful tool for holding something in place, let's say the long beam, so he put the short beams in. So in any event, so he put those in, Mishum Oise Batim, that's Bose Batinirin. When you cut the excess wood, that's Mishum Chatech, that's cutting. Kamar Malachto, when you finish the work, Mishum Makabatish, that's Makabatish. Now, Shnei Nirin Bekachaf Echor, Shnei Chafim Benir Echor. Nobody knows exactly what this means. Lieberman said I should look somewhere where I book I don't have really access to. What Lieberman claims is that I should look in the library. Who knows what they have buried there upstairs? But what it means is that each near attaches to the frame by a chaf on the bottom and a chaf on the top. Okay, so if you make two chaf on one near or two near and on one chaf. I'm not sure exactly how it works, and in that case, you're chayef. Okay? Either one is considered to be a chayef. But what's his name? Somebody takes out this whole line. I forgot who. Oh, the Terezin Shari showed him in the back. He brings that all it means is that he changes the whole line. He says all the line's supposed to say is that if you make two batei near, you're chayef. Because minimum shear is not one, but two batinir, two of these little holes in the middle of the loop. Okay? Harek shnei chutim. Somebody weaves two chutim, but potzea shnei chutim. Potzea means not to weave, but rather the opposite of weave. Unweave. Undo. Two chutim. So you have. So to somebody who ties and somebody who unties. Ask where Makshiro is the Mishkan. What are they tying the Mishkan? Shul Koshin is on Mesorim, so he says that they used to tie the sections of the Mishkan up. Ask where, wait a minute, Velola Shoy, so was it not temporary? And we know the Malachas be permanent. So I learned from the Mishkan was temporary because it's constantly traveling. Says the Yerushalmi, very interesting answer. Tosis brings it down in the Bavli. The Yerushalmi says, Rabbi asked me, "Came unto you chaynin v'noisel piyadi?" Was it when they camped and traveled? It was based on God's say so. Kamishu olam, so every stop they made was permanent. Like it was permanent until God changed His mind. So therefore, every stop had did a permanent. So therefore, every knot had the din of a permanent knot. Okay. Rabbi Yisrael said, "No, on the contrary." Became a Chumavtir like Kodesh Baruch Hu Shu'ahu Machdisan La'oretz. Since Hashem promised to take them immediately into land, Kamishul L'Shaw. So everywhere they went, it was temporary, right? We don't resolve that. All right, Pinchas Mitarfi Rias. One second. So we can't learn out kosher from tying the section of the Mishkan together because that was always done and undone. So we have to learn kosher from somewhere else. Yes.
Before it's really not an aspect of
erecting the Mishkan.
It's only a short period of time. The answer is it's not an element of time. It's like a
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah.
Is that bothering you?
No, it's just weird.
Why is it weird?
Oh, it just is.
That which is Apia Dibra transcends time because it's totally it's contingent on the transcendent one, blessed be He.
Except, there's some mitzvahs that therefore also the Surah are focused or are man focused.
But that's not in the Mishkan. Mishkan was unique in that respect. Because the travels of the Mishkan were wholly contingent not on mitzvahs, but rather on the will of God. All right, anyway, the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara says, but not for the reasons you would expect, I guess. The Gemara says that they were traveling to Eretz Yisrael, so it was never considered permanent. So, all right, Pinchas, we learn out the chiyuvim of kosher from Tofei Rios Lamdu, from those who knitted the Rios, which, of course, were made for permanent use, the material which went on top of the Mishkan. Nifsa Koya Kosher, when you were knitting the Rios, the curtains, actually, is the best translation. If you got a break in your thread, they're kosher. You tie it together again, so that's a malach of kosher. Chazem v'nivsak, what if it got untied again? So in the same place, it got broken, snapped. Lasos k'sharim k'sharim yavshir. You're not allowed to make a knot on top of another knot. Why? Looks, doesn't look right. No. In the Mishkan, Nuna couldn't make it because it didn't look nice. Didn't pass. It'd be too thick a bulge. Because remember, every
thread.
Excuse me. Every thread was made out of 24 strands. So it was very big. So one knot would do, but two knots in the same place would not do at all. So what would they do in such a situation? They would undo it and redo each thread independently. Not all the threads as one, but each thread independently. So the bottom line is we see that they had to undo stuff in the Mishkan. For that we learn the chi of undoing, of being matir. Right? An expert tailor, like the ones in Mishkan, would be able to put the two, it would be able to connect the ends of two threads, and would not be discernible, it would be like an invisible weave, because be able to connect them together so well. Okay? Concerning what the Chizkiah say this, Vaida means here on what? And the Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Chanina, that which Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Chanina said, may Argi Yeriyosam do. They learned that the prohibition of Matir, the kosher Matir, prohibitions of kosher Matir, of tying and untying, from those who knitted the curtains on the Mishkan. Mataima, what's the Pas teach us? That it had to be smooth. That to be there for be done expertly, and therefore required sometimes undoing. Because it's orech hayriyah achas, the length of one yiriyah. Because they say to kura yiriyah kul achas, we learn has to all be as one. Nivsakaya kosher. All right, getting back to this, once it was broken, he used to tie it together. Became a shir magil ori. Habi shorei leo marle. Once he got to the
I forgot what this means.
The Gemara discusses other taxes that he must pay them. Rapapa Rama Kir Yechada. Rapapa is both the tax for the purpose of digging a new well. To provide drinking water for the town.
Just reiterates the prior point. And once you had reached the place where there was a break, so you would undo it and redo it in order to make sure it remained smooth.
I think the Korban Eidos says something that you take the sides and you would fit them in.
Here's the same idea. Like I was saying, in other words, you would take, like the Chayat Umad, like the expert tailor would do, we'd take two ends and somehow weave them in together. All right. Even though the cross section, right, the cross thread, which would go across, there was no interruption in it, nor any tying together. Yeah, even though it seems like shasi thread, the thread across the loom is always thicker than the thread thrown on the loom. It's always thicker than the thread thrown across the loom. Okay, so the erev, which you throw back and forth on the shuttle, has more of a tendency to break. Nonetheless, in the Mishkan, they're very meticulous, and with no bulges, breaks, or knots in even the Erev thread. Okay? Have to look particularly completely perfect. Okay? Says the Gemara further. Tanya Rabbi Yeshu said, Chosel Shel Tomorrow, we just had this very recently in the Bavli, only about a month ago. Chosel Shel Tomorrow, if you have a wrapping of dates, wrapped in, say, a basket, a closed basket. But Talish Morim, similar, another type of basket. Korea Mati, allowed to rip open the basket to get the food, which is the principle of opening cans on Shabbos, right? You're allowed to rip stuff open in order to get the food. As long as you don't tie it back together again, because if you tie it back together again, that's a sort of kosher. Ask the Gemara, hey, wait a minute, is this not untying? Says the Gemara, no. It's like breaking. hey, breaking is okay. It's only on time, which is usur. Aznaim shul dumika. If you have a dusika, duskisikia, whatever it is. If you have the two leather straps which hold a duskia open or closed, so since they're made to open and close all the time, kosher mati, you're allowed to open and close them even on Shabbos. Naska posech v'no Shabbos, like opening up, locking and unlocking the door, which is of course permissible on Shabbos. Right now, skipping to Kilayim now. I don't remember this from Masechta Kilayim, but it says here on the side that we had it. Rabbi Chida Amar Ad Yechus Kol Sitchin, Rabbi Chayav and Kilayim, I have to sew together the entire side. I would say that the back of my jacket was Kilayim, right? Well, not the back of it, but say this entire seam. But if I don't sew the entire seam, then this might come apart. It's not considered to be a permanent fixture, and therefore it's not considered the issue of Kilayim. Okay, says Gemara, I'm Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yanni, I'm Rabbi Yanni, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yanni said, I'm going to learn Chumash because you're an Amoritz, you don't know how to learn Halach. Okay, it's very cool, I mean, go learn Chumash. But then we learned, Asa Shnei Roshel Tzad Echot.
It says, as long as you made two stitches on the same side, meaning you went in and out, right, and it came out on the same side, you ready yasuk, and so you're going to seriously contend you have to do the entire side? Two stitches enough, like you just mentioned. Vatina, and that which you learned, Rabbi Yehuda Me'achi, is shalish. It's be stitch in, stitch out, and stitch back in again. Three stitches. But Me'atad Yechus V'yesuk, Yechus V'yesuk V'yechus, means until you go all the way down the side, bunch of baloney. Elohim V'achin, as long as you do two or three stitches, that's enough. Okay? You threaded a needle. I feel kosher mikana mikana, even if you tied the thread. Anybody here ever thread a needle? You're real males. Oh, good. So you never thread a needle? You tied the two ends, though. Okay, no, but the thing is, here we're talking about the, even if it's tied at the end, in ochibur, if the needle becomes tameh, it's not considered to be mechubur to the thread. Okay, so if the needle becomes tameh, it's not metame the thread. Is that clear? Because it's not considered to be inherent chibur. Tafel of beged, what if you tie the, this is a very lomdish thing. If once, however, you stitch a garment, so then achut chibur lebeged. The chut is considered mechubur lebeged because it's part, it comes part and parts of the beged. It's part of the beged. Ve'ino chibur lemach, it's just not a chibur to the needle. So the needle's not a chibur, but it is a needle to the clothing. That's partial, but it's dope. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak, Tavayin, Amar, they both said, Bekosh mikan lekan, when is a thread considered connected to the garment when it's taut, when it's knotted? It's because otherwise it can just come out, so it's not considered to be even mechubur, even connected to the garment. Okay? Milay and the Rabbanan pleading, the words of rabbis were arguing this. Dam Rabba, Rabbi Yerushim Rav, Hametach Tzadim B'Shabbos, if you have a loose seam and you pull it on Shabbos, Chayim Shutar Chayim Shutar because of Teifer. So if you have to tie it besides pulling on it in order to consider it to be true sewing, no mar mishum toifer mishum kosher, let's say chai because of both to sewing and tying, it must be that in order to be considered sewing, you don't have to tie tak it. Just pulling the seam in without tying it already makes you chai. So it must be that it's, we argue and we say that it's something, that something is considered to be sewn into a garment and to be chibur to a garment even if you didn't tie both ends. Okay? On we go. Kriya bivgadim. V'chituch boros. It says kliya, I know, but it's a typo. Kriya bivgadim. It says the Mishnah chayv and korei nechayv because of chituch. What's the difference between kriya and chituch? Kriya, you rip garments. V'chituch boros, you cut hides. Hides you don't rip. Kriya bivgadim bamsa. When you rip garments, you rip in the middle. Remember, you rip a garment, a hole in the garment, the one you're chayav on, it's not makalka. Makalka is part. It's when you make a rip in order to sew it up better, in order to give it a better seam. So that's in the middle. V'chituch boros, when you cut the leather, it's mean outside, it's on the side. V'isa mechavit, some said the exact opposite. Kriya boros, you korea, you rip leather. V'chituch bivgadim, and you cut garments. Kriya boros, bilim rakichai. When do you do kriya by garments? Well, by leather when it's soft. When you cut garments, meaning levadai, when they're tough garments. Hatzat chilazon, somebody who hunts down a chilazon, which makes chelas, or potso, and makes a wound in it. Istani tani, those who said chayv shtai, he gets two karbanos. Istani tani, some said ain't a chayv ha'alos, only one. Madamar shtayim, who said two, achas mitchum tzad, one because of hunting, achas mitchum tzad, one because of killing. Madamar achas, who said only one, Haida, which one? Mishum Matthias is trying because of killing. The late slate Seder asks, well, why not because of Tzad? Why not because of hunting? For Asu Kamal, Kiai, Dom Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yasi. Because of Rabbi Lazar, Yasi said, Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Shem, Hashem, Ben Lakish, Hashem, Rabbi Meir said. You know what they said? They said there was no hunting in the desert. Hunting is not a Melach Huda Raisa. You know what, I would say it's weird, but you find many times in the Bible Rabbi Yochanan speaking the name Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So they had traditions going back, as if he said in his name. It's Rabbi Shimon Lakish B'Shem, not Omar, right? It's not a direct quote. So anyway, there was no hunting in the desert, which is an amazing concept. Probably never mentioned such a concept. Why is there no hunting? Because everything they had with them. For example, what was the tachash? Min chayetore was a special type of kosher animal, borah kodesh baruch l'moshe b'midbar, which Hashem made for Moshe b'midbar. Came and chose b'om melacha, once he did melacha with it, melech samishka, nignaza. So it became extinct. Rabbi Avuna Mar Keresh Hayashmo. His name was a Keresh. And what's a Keresh? Tani Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said the Chad Keren was a unicorn, one horn. As it says, Vetita v'la Hashem, may this be better to for God, Mishorpor, from an ox, who's bull, Makrin Mafris, who has glorious horns and glorious hooves. So Makran Ksif, even though it's red Makrin, it says Makran. And Makran indicates that he only has one horn. Okay? Hashochto, some of you slaughters on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish said, "Amar leitz kan shchita." You shouldn't really say shchita; it should say chabura, wound. Shchita toladas chabura hi. The lama lo tine months. Why is it chabura? Say chabura. I begin to just say the suit since you mentioned all things you do in the order of preparing your meal. Seeing on imat nisay months that ever mentioned shchita, which is a more part of it than the alternative, which is to make a wound. Hamabdo tanning. My ibud haya b'mishkan shemisatim ba'aboros, because they would make designs on the hides. Okay. My misatim lo, what would they make designs? Misatim lo, they would make lines, straight rules, straight lines, don't know where to cut. Basaki do am Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Vo mutasas only mior behematmeo. I'll just tell you the Pnei Moshe Pshat, which is weird in and of itself. It says it means that in the Mishkan, they only use kosher animals. And the Ohel was made of these kosher animals. So we see the only thing which is called Ohel is from kosher animals. You never see that tummy animals can make an Ohel. So therefore, if a mace is underneath an Ohel made out of pigskin, it's no Tumas Ohel. Yeah. Yes. I don't know if he passed in that way, but that's how he interprets the Gemara. Okay? I'm sure we don't. But.
How many tents are
going to
be out of pigskin?
Very few, probably. Hamamachko. But other trick maybe. Bearskin, donkeyskin, same idea, yeah. Hamamachko. To smooth. What they smooth the Mishkan? Zira Barchina B'Shem Rabbi Yechayin said Shushavis Ogai Amud. They would smooth the leather on pillars. Hashavis or Ogai Amud. Somebody smooths the leather on a pillar, leather on a pillar by rubbing it back and forth. Chayev Mishkan Ma'u Chayev. What is it Chayev? Because Rabbi Yisrael B'Shem Rabbi Yudim Levi, Rabbi Yachman B'Shem Rabbi Yudim Levi, both say Mishkan Mochay because of smoothing. Hodah that Amar B'Chadash is only one new one which hasn't yet been smoothed at all. Avol b'yoshem, but it's an old one to re-smooth it. Machlokas Rabbi Elazar Chachamim. It's Rabbi Elazar Chachamim. They spoke and they argued, and in not all these cases, but some of these cases. Mechabit, somebody who sweeps, or merabit, somebody who tamps down dirt on Shabbos and liquid. Vamagabit, somebody makes cheese. Vamechabit. also a form of curdling. V'acholim, somebody milks. V'arodachal, somebody removes honey cakes. Chayim chattas, they're liable to a chattas, Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Chormim, Mishum, Shulz, Chormim, say some of these things are the Rabbanans. Not all, but some of them are the Rabbanans. Not in every case they argue. Some of them even Rabbi Elazar agrees that they're raisos. Rabban agrees that they're raisos. Yeah, Rabban agrees that they're raisos. For example, Hamachabit, somebody who sweeps the floor, Merabit, somebody who taps on the dirt, Chayim Mishum, Chorish, right? Because of plowing. Hamagabit, somebody makes cheese, Hamagabit, somebody ferments milk. Chaim Shumlash, if needed. Achoyev, somebody who milks, Chaim Shukotir, it's harvested. Hasochit, somebody who squeezes owls while they're still on the tree. Chaim Shukotir. It's high because of Kotir, it's considered to be harvesting. The meaning is roses going like Rabbi Elazar. Because Rabbi Elazar holds that you can harvest honey, so you might as well be able to harvest olives as well, right? Even though you're not actually removing the honey, you're just removing the olive oil. You're just removing the olive oil. That suffices in order to make you chayav. Okay? Rabbi Chiya B'Shem Rabbi Yonan said, I'm gorer grushy kunsos. If you take off the heads of pillars or beams on Shabbos, chayav mishum mechatev. That's considered to be cutting precisely, and that's awesome. Hamarech isplanin isplanis, somebody who spreads a bandage on Shabbos, chayim mushumach is chayim because it's smoothing as well. It has a salve on it. Okay. All right. Now listen, this is where I got up to. And we did too much. So why don't we stop here? We're going to finish Bagot tomorrow. Thank God. Bagot is far longer in the Yerushalmi than in the Bavli, both literally and figuratively. Every single detail. Why not?